Welcome back to episode 7 of Shloshim Yom Kodem Lachag. Today we're going to discuss the kulis that are found by kinyas, gebrux, and chametz nuksha. As we discussed yesterday, the minhag b'nei Ashkenaz is not to eat kinyas on Pesach. However, there are quite a few areas that we are makel in the isra of kinyas. Number one, if kinyas fell into a pot of food, they are batul b'roiv. However, if they are recognizable, you must remove them. Number two, they are mutter to keep around. They're mutter bahana. Number three, achayla she'en bo sakana is allowed to eat kitnias if he needs it. It's also mutter for anybody, b'shas hadchak, if he doesn't have what to eat kitnias. However, it's preferable to eat regular kitnias, meaning beans, before he goes ahead and eats rice or millet, because those are similar to the Heiminim, to the Chameshes Minei Dagon, which are real chametz. He also has to check them to ensure that there's no chametz mixed into them. Also, soak them in boiling hot water as much as possible to be misaken the kitnias from its original gezeira is best to do. Number four, this is a big machlokes among the Paiskim in the 1700s, the 1800s, the Chaya Adam, the Chasam Sofer, the Shaul Meshiv, the Kaf HaChayim, and others were involved in the following discussion. Are you allowed to bake matzah from kitnias and do it the same way that you bake matzah from Chameshes Minei Dagon? All the requirements that you have in the matzah bakery when you make matzah out of wheat, could you do the exact same thing with kitnias? Some say you could, as long as you make sure that the matzah is not made in the same shape as the Chameshes Minei Dagon matzah. Why? Because we don't want you to come eat that matzah on Leil Seder, where there's a requirement to make sure you mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah, specifically from the Chameshes Minei Dagon. Others say that minig is not to bake kitnias matzah at all, because people might make a mistake. They may come to think they can be yotzei to the mitzvah of matzah, and there are other mechshelis that are brought in the poskim, and therefore, many say that you cannot make matzah out of kitnias. Gebrux. Now, gebrux is a topic that has lots of discussion with various benhagim throughout the generations. Me'ikar adin, it's mutter to grind baked matzah to make matzah flour in order to put into any type of dish. Because once you've baked the matzah, we say that the matzah is fully baked and there's no concern that there will be any chashash chimut. However, there are those that have the minig not to soak or cook matzah or flour that's made out of matzah, what we call matzah meal, on Pesach. And the reason is because there is a concern that maybe there's a little bit of wheat that did not get mixed into the dough well enough. And maybe that wheat was not baked well when you baked the matzah. And through soaking the matzah in any type of liquid, there's a concern that there will be chametz. However, Me'ikar Hadin, we're not concerned for this because Achzuke Isser Lemach Zekinon. However, we are not Meiche and those who have the minig to be Machmir, even though it may bring to some sort of miniyah and simchas yomtiv. There are those that hold that even the machmirim do not have to be machmir only when they put the matzah or the matzah meal into water, but putting it into mei peiros, then they are mekel. Me'ikar adin, mei peiros are not machmitzim. Also, if a piece of matzah fell into water, there are those that say you could eat it immediately because since it did not stay in the water, a shear of chimus is no chashash. And the last day of Pesach, Yom Tov Achron of Chutz La'aretz, many are mekel, even the ones who do not eat kebrux all Yom Tov. On that last day, they eat kebrux because of Simchas Yom Tov to show that there's no real concern and we're all ba'achtos. Then there's a discussion, could you use your regular Pesach kelim to cook the kebrux? And in all the above, nahara upashtei. Chametz nukshe. What is chametz nukshe? Before we speak about what the halachas of chametz nuksha are, let me just read the Mishnah Brura in Siman Taf Mem Beis, Sivkatan Beis. V'nuksha mikri, davar she'enei chametz gomer. Nuksha is not chametz gomer, like the glue that the seferim use to connect their papers together that's made out of kemach and water, or an isa that did not have a sedek, it didn't have a crack in the dough, rather it was just hechsifu paneha. Also, chametz that never was roi la'achila l'gamri, this all goes into the category of chametz nuksha. Now, what is the halach of chametz nuksha? There's a machlokes tanoyim and psachim, daf mem beis, daf mem gimel, whether or not It's Asr Midei Reis or Asr Midei Rabbanan. Everyone agrees that there's no Isr Karis in eating Chametz Nuksha. Chametz Nuksha, that's Roi Lachila Ktsas. You certainly should not keep it around on Pesach because you may come to eat it. If it's not Roi Lachila at all, then it's Mutter to keep it around because there's no Chashash that you're going to eat it. Chametz Nuksha that got mixed up with Heter, there are those that are Machmir not to eat it, even if a Mash of Chametz Nuksha got mixed up with the Heter. Many Achrayim hold that it's Batul B'Shishim, B'Shas Adchak, you could rely on them. And everyone agrees that Chametz Nuksha that fell into Heter, you certainly could keep it around and there's no concern that you may come to eat it and be over an Isser D'Oraisa.